From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Overlooking historic Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, live from NPR Studios, this is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. News, information, meet the Beatles. I'm Mike Pesca. It's Wednesday, June 18th, 2008. These particular Beatles are devouring trees in the mountain Midwest. So if it was a double bill, on top you'd have the Beatles, and on the bottom you'd have screaming trees. Now, we have to, I believe, at this juncture, address a misperception in the common lexicon, and this is the phrase, the good bugs. Ladybugs are known as the good bugs. Don't kill a ladybug. They're the good bugs. They eat the bad bugs, the aphids. Let's get this straight. All these bugs are remorseless eating machines. Momentarily, we have the monster on the leash in the form of the ladybug, but she will turn against you. She is not your friend. And if you want more of this and other opinions of the like, you could turn to Aphid Edition, where they have for long decried the scurrilous ladybug. So pine beetles are eating up trees, and all the tree people are at Twitter. And the pine beetle is something that we are going to dissect, not literally, though that would be cool if we had the permits. Pine beetles on this hour of the BPP. Also, mailing art. That's right, sending pieces of art through the mail. We're not talking email. This is all done through the good old U.S. postal system. And the science, or lack thereof, behind voice recognition software. You know what I mean. It sounds a little like this. If you want to get today's headlines from Corva Coleman, press or say one. I think you said Giuseppe, is that right? I'm sorry, I didn't understand what you were saying. Well, we'll get today's headlines in just a minute, but first...
It is the end of a 22-year odyssey. It is the very definition of full circle. It is Banner 17.
Last night, the Boston Celtics crushed the Los Angeles Lakers 131-92 to win the NBA championship. It's been a couple of decades since Larry Bird helped bring the big prize to Beantown. That 22-year championship drought was on the minds of Celtics guard Rajon Rondo.
It's been a long time coming. I mean, the last time we won a championship was when I was born, so I'm just definitely excited to be a part of this organization, especially going through, you know, what we went through last year as a team. Like I said, I'm still glad to be a part of this organization, a Celtic.
That's right. Celtics greats Bill Russell and John Havlicek, who watch from courtside. Rajon Rondo just wants to remind you that you, sirs, are old. The win brought back dusty but vivid memories for Boston fans like the sports bar owner.
As a fan myself, it's great to finally to see another championship in the area. Remember coming to the old garden with my father and... It's great.
The Celtics dominated the game. Lakers coach Phil Jackson knew they were in trouble before halftime.
The last 2 minutes of the second period, you know, buried the team emotionally. And we went in the locker room at halftime, tried to get our guys back on bearing. And, you know, really came out the third quarter and really couldn't turn the momentum around.
Lakers guard Kobe Bryant wants to learn from the defeat.
I think once you go through your ups and downs and struggle a little bit, taste defeat, I think that makes you a little tougher.
And it was fitting that in winning a new championship and a new decade with a new team, Celtics fans at the Garden sang along with an inventive new song that no one had ever thought to sing before. All right, they played Queens, We Are the Champions, just like every other winning team in every sport has done since 1977. But Celtics fans waited a long time for their turn to play it, so we'll give them a pass. And it must be noted that now, with the Celtics' victory, the Red Sox as reigning baseball champions, the Patriots having won 3 of the last 7 Super Bowls, one thing is clear. The Bruins really have to step it up. Wicked paw, B. Wicked paw, Bruins. And you could go to NPR.org throughout the day for updates on this story. Now let's get some more of today's headlines with Corva Coleman.